only has a din or what's called or for the same halachas of tumah. The chur is in the chum say even for the Shabbos. Which shrotzim will you be chayiv? Only the shrotzim that their skin is not metamer by tumah. Mashma though that the lizard and the snail and the mole, since their skins are metamer, it's called kibosar. You'll be potter on Shabbos. To see chur al mishne can't go let rabbanon. The mashma chum eshes fretik mora ad the rabba. So the chum is saying a loshin. What's the chum's loshin here? Chum moimrim ain or. Like which sheriff are chayiv on Shabbos? The chavolo elo lamash shemon chomim. Only the ones that chomim say. So churif at the more other rabba lamash shemon chachomim ain lemor. The chomim say a chiddush during tumah that they say the last four. The koyach and nator and the chomim and tinshomis their skin is metama. Why? Because the skin is like a basar. So if I care, the ones that Chum say is the chiddush that the skin doesn't have a din skin. The skin is matami you. So how could you say for Shabbos these four you are chayiv for chavola? Poof, I care. The ones that Chum say do not have skin. That's why the skin is matami. Who was in it should be potter by chavola. The Yomer Abaye is otter by nechnami. Hochikom. This is what the price means to say. Ein or cholok mi basar elo lema shleimonu chachomim. Only for the first four shrotzim, the chum don't talk about. Then they're masking that the skin is not part of the meat. Skin is called skin. By a weasel, if it touches just the skin, it's not metamiyu. So what din for Shabbos, if you make a chavol in a weasel, you'll be chayiv for chavolim. Mashenke, the last four, like the lizard and the snail, that the chum say, if you touch their skin, it's metamiyu. Because we say the skin does not have a din or, it's called kabosom. Is who what din for chabur, also you'll be potter. So Chur is the close, Akash and Rav. Is it a chum hold that sheet even for Shabbos? What's called a skin, Nageyat to Tumah, is called skin for Shabbos. And what's not called skin for Tumah, the last four, that's Metama, who then is not called the skin for Shabbos. Is it not like Rav? Omale Rav is a Rav Akash and Abaye. Holomash Shemonach Chum Komar. Rav is not a Tanit Abaye. The Bryce still said the chum say, Ain or Shano El Lamash Shemonach Chum. That's the Lashon. Abai changed the Lashon and said, Lamash Shaloi Monach Chomin. Rava says, like, that's not Pshat. The Braisa said, Lamash Shamonach Chomin. That the Chom say, Chachom Oimrim Ein Or, what has a din skin, El Lamash Shamonach Chomin. For the last four that the Chom did say. So, who Rava is asking the Kash, is still Shredder's Braisa, what's Pshat? How the Chom say, the last four have a din skin, Fakir, the last four don't have a din skin. So the more. Omale Rova, Holamash Shemonach Chom Komer. Elo Omar Rova Hoki Komer. Ain or Metame Kibosar. The Chom is saying like this. I'm talking about tumor only. Ain or Metame Kibosar. When do we say that the skin has a din bosar? It's Metame by Sheres. Elo Lamash Shemonach Chom. Only for the four, the last four that the Chom say. The Koyach and Altor and the Chomer, the Shomis, those skins don't have a din skin. And just like you touch the meat of the Sheres, it's Metame you. You touch the skin, it's also Metame you. Is so the Chum only saying the din Vilchus Tumah, but Vilchus Shabbos could be Davi Moida, like Rav says for our Mishnah. Vilchus Shabbos, the skin has a shame skin to it, so if you make a chavol and a lizard on Shabbos, you'll be chayiv. The more Michlal to Rav Yechonah ben Uri, Hanech Nami to Leimon Chachomim, the ones that the Chum do not say is also Metamin Vit Mashma. And if I care, V'Aketon Rav Yechonah ben Uri Yomer Cheshu Rosim Yesh Leimoris V'Leim Metamin. The Chum is saying that these four no, Mashpir Rav Yechon Melchin saying the first four yes. And we know Fakir. Rav Yechon holds that the all eight Shrotzim, their skin, have a din skin, Zayin Filchus Tumah, that means it's not Metamiyu. If you touch the skin of any one of the eight Shrotzim, it's not Metamiyu. Who are then if you make a Chavol in any one of the eight Yechayim? So Tzrik Shver the Breisa. Omer Avada Bamasne, Torah Tzochi, this is the Pshan the Breisa. The Chum Moimrim, Linyin Tumah. Ain or lamash shemonach chachomim. That's all. The chom is saying linyan tumah. There is the chom ma'moida. Vilchus Shabbos, like Rav says, I'm asking to you, all these eight shrotzim have skin, and therefore if you make a chavola, you punch them on Shabbos, and the blood comes up to the skin. Havad yichayim. The chom is saying linyan tumah. Chom ma'moida linyan tumah. Ain or. On which ones do I say that if you touch their skin, it is metamiyu? It doesn't have a din skin. It lies like part of the meat. Lamash shemonach chachomim. The last four that the Chum said, these four shrotzim, the koyach and the altor and the chaymet and the shomas are different. Those four the Chum say their skin is metame. It's like the basar. But enachami, Vilchus Shabbos though could be like Rav. That Vilchus Shabbos all eight have a din skin to it, so you'll be chayv for chabala. For the more the kasha ve'akati linyan Shabbos le'pligi. Do you want to say Rav is right? That's Vilcha Shabbos, everybody is masking. If you chayv on these eight shirotsim michayim, for Tanya another brisa. Hatzadech with michesh shirotsim amur matera. Well, somebody captures on Shabbos one of these eight shirotsim, hatzachayv bem chayv. If you hit them, you chayv. When b'shirotsim sheish lemoris. Only on shirotsim that have skin to it. V'yezel hi chabura. So the achayvul them chayv shrotzim sheish lemoris, the ones that have oris on it. So poshtim means all eight shrotzim. Now v'yezel hi chabura shein chazeris. What's called the chabura? Now this is the akdamah I spoke about before. What type of a chabura are we talking about here? What's called the chabura shein chazeris? That means nitzar hadam. If the blood just came up to the top of the skin and like got stuck there, afal pish lo yotzim. Even though the blood does not come out of the skin, just you hit it, and this blood came from the body up to the top of the skin, that's also called the chabura. So on which one of the shrotzim are you chayiv? On the shrotzim that have skin. Which ones have skin? The chura, all eight have skin. So far it's good. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri yoimer, ches shrotzim yesh lem oiris. No, I made a mistake. Let's see Rashi. Rashi b'shrotzim sheish lemoris Rashi liyosim dalid shleimon. Okay, the first brice is the kasha that the first brice is saying nachamo. V'atanya again, this brice. V'atanya hatzadech mechesh shrotzim. You capture one of the eight shrotzim. Amur b'toyra hachayvu ben chayim. If you make a chavon, these eight yichayim, but not all eight. The Tanakam holds only b'shrotzim sheish lemoris. Only the shrotzim that have the din oris. Which are those? That Rashi says those are the first four shleimon chachomim. So Mashma, the first Tanakhama says, even for Shabbos, if you hit these eight shrotzim, only the first four shrotzim, that then even for Tumah, this skin is not metame, it's called skin. But the last four, that just like Vilchis Tumah, their skin is metame you, it's called like the Basar, who are din for Shabbos, doesn't have a din skin, and if you make a Chavol, you're putter. So you see, Klo, the Chom holds that Shita, even for Shabbos. If you make a Chavol on the last four, the Koyach and Ator, on a lizard and a snail, you're putter on Shabbos. So it's not like our Mishnah. And then the Brice fears Reis. We have Yechon and Manuri Yomer though. No, he holds Cheshirotzim Yesh Lemoris. So Kopani Mistik Klo, the Tanakam of Yechon and Manuri holds only four Yechayim and the other four Yepater. So it's not like Rav. Mashmal Mishnah has to go only according to Rabbi Yechon and Manuri. Because our Mishnah says all Shemoyne Shirotzim have skin and have Yitim on Shabbos Yechayim. And yet the Chom say no. They say only the last four. Only the first four Yechayim. But the last four, since their skin doesn't have a din skin for Tumah, who are din for Shabbos Yipotim? So who is not like Rav? So the Mar name, Omer Rav Ashi, Man Tanakamo Reb Yehuda. I'll tell you, the Tanakamo of this Braisa is not the Chachomim of Reb Yochanan ben Uri. It's a new Tanakamo, it's Reb Yehuda Shita. The also Bosa Gishta. Reb Yehuda in Chulin says another Svara why the certain Shrotzim, their skin is blind like the meat. And if you touch their skin, it's matamiyu. He doesn't dash in a posik. He goes bossy gishta, goes bossy the feel of it. He says he could feel them. When he felt the lizard, he felt the skin of the lizard didn't have a thin skin to it. It doesn't feel like skin, no, it feels namish like the bossar. That's why he said in Svara, the skin of the lizard is matamiyu. So if Yehuda goes bossy Svara, this man, Yehuda Doiner, how tall, that's the lizard, is kahuda. I made a mistake. The one I picked is wrong. Hey, Tato, that's the one of the last four he dings that says lizard also has din skin to it. A lizard has the same din like the weasel. Tato is kechuda. Avrabonin. So why? Because he holds that Yehuda holds is totally in svara. He felt all the eight shrotzim, and the one that feels like skin has a din skin to it. The one that feels like meat has a din meat to it. So according to Yehuda, there is no chil between Shabbos and Tumah. And the Messias, he felt it. So he knew that by the snail and the mole, it doesn't have a din skin to it. So therefore, if you hit it on Shabbos, you potter. That's the Yehuda Shita. Avu Rabbonin the polyglot Rabbi Yochanan in Lini Tumah. But Rabbonin in Chulin, that dings of Rabbi Yechonin ben Uri, and he holds that's a posik. Because according to Rabbonin, there could be, like we're saying now, Linyin Shabbos Moidulei. By Shabbos, the Moidul Rabbonin, all eight have skin to it. Why do they say the last four, the Kleich and Nato and the Chaymet and the Trumis, is Metana? That's because it's there at the Chosin. They dash in a posik. Hatunayim. The extra hate tells us that the skin of these last four shrotzim have a din like the bosom. But not because he felt it that it doesn't have skin. Lamais of the Mitzvah, they all have skin to it. Therefore it's good rav. Vilchus Shabbos, if you hit them, you'll be chayiv. Because the blood comes on top, the skin is what's stopping it from going out. But really the left of the circulation, the blood. Why is it metama? Why does last four, the skin, have a din tuma? How's the gzayas akosif? That's the most terror. So Rav is still good. Av Rabbon and the Polish letter of Yochanan ben Nuri, Linyan Tumma, he already did Linyan Tumma. Linyan Shabbos don't wait late. Fred Gemari Hochi Ebazoi, Hai Divrei, Yab Yochanan ben Nuri, why did the price to say this is Divrei Yochanan ben Nuri? It should have said Divrei Yab Yochanan Machukusai, he boy late. It should have said like, this is the sheet of Yab Yochanan and the Rabbon of the Dinzachon Yab Yochanan. Come to say it's only Yab Yehuda that holds that four on Shabbos Yepotter, or three on Shabbos Yepotter. And the more Enochanami, Tony, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Machlokusai, Enochanami, that's Takev Shad. So our Mishnah is good like Rav, it goes even according to Chachamim, and the Chachamim say only Exeris Kosef for Tumma, do we say that four of them, his skin is Metamayu. But Vilchus Shabbos, the skin has it in skin, and if you chayvel any one of the Echechai. Marboi Menei Levi Merevi. Levi has traveled from Rebbe. Menayin lechabura sheinu chazeres. How do we know such a yisoid that is called the chabura, like the same yisoid now, that not that the skin left the body, the skin just comes up to the top of the skin and there you chayiv. And kashmir is poshut, the chabola means you punched it on the nose and the blood came out. That's called the chabola. Now we're saying a new chiddush, the blood didn't leave the body, it just came to the top. How do you know this? Do you see it, what? That the blood comes to the top and doesn't go back to circulation, yichayiv. Shein Chazer doesn't go back to circulation. That's what we're saying. But the other Shrotzin, the reason why you put there, because it doesn't have skin, it's going to go back to circulation. Because otherwise it shouldn't have left the body. But by skin we say, really it's not going to go back. Why doesn't it leave the body? The skin is stopping it. How do we know such an Yisrach Habura? So the more we have a Postik, the seal of the Postik says, Hayahafoich Kushi Ori. It's a shayach to change over Shvatza to a Vaisaisis. Can you change over black skin to white skin? V'nomer Chabav Roysa. And if you change over a leopard, it's the spots a leopard has. Can you change it over? That's the post the Novi is saying. My chavroisa, what does it mean, the spots on a leopard? Ilema, dikoi rikma, rikma, that the leopard has a lot of spots on it. Hi, v'nemer chavroisa, what does the post say, v'nemer, with spots, nemer gavon of me boile. Should have said, can you change over the colors of a leopard? His leopard has a lot of different colors on it. She should have said the colors of it, if it means poship shot. El will make a drush of this posse. El a kakushi, just like a shratza. Ma oira de kushi. Ein a chazeres, just like the black skin of a shratza. Never get changes, you can't change it. Is af chabura ein a chazeres. Who are din a chabura, it's not chazeres, that's called a chabura. So the mother drush would ask him this posse this way. That the chabura means here, it doesn't mean chabarosav, it doesn't mean spots on a lizard. It means a mole if you give a chabura to a lizard. And it's not chazeres, the blood will not come back into circulation, for that alone yichayiv. Shrashi, elakushi, v'ay nemer loshen tamura, hayahafa kushi yore, can you change over black skin to white skin, v'nemer chaburoi sekloima, v'yomer chaburas oroi, can you change over a chabura that was done to the skin, lach l'kadmusai, can you change it back to the way it was before? That the ore should not become hard, but blood shouldn't stay there. So that's called the chabura. If when the blood came to the skin, you know the blood's going to stay there, it's not going to go back into the body, that's called the chabura. Right, the Vishar Shkotzim. The Mishnah says that the rest of the Shkotzim, they don't have skin, therefore we make a chavola on them, you potter. But what type of a chavola? Like we're saying, only if you hit them and the blood comes to the top and doesn't come out. But avad, if the blood comes out from any one of them, you chayim. Like it says, but if you kill any of the shkotzim, about you chayiv. Mantan, who's the tan holder this? Or Rabbi Yirmiyahu or Rabbi Lezer? He goes according to Rabbi Lezer. That if you kill any insect on Shabbos, you chayiv. The Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Reimer, ha'hoire kina v'Shabbos. If you kill a lice on Shabbos, is kahoire gomel v'Shabbos. It's as if you kill the gomel. So it's a tushtel as though. Just like if you kill a camel on Shabbos, pshita yichayiv. Who didn't kill a lice, we chayiv also. Now, so tomorrow, maskev lo Rabbi Yosef. So it could be this goes according to the views that holds Mocha Shem Tzvichel Guf as Chayiv Allah. But could we hold the Chur B'yosa Kol Ponim with the Rabbonim? If you stand, kill a wizard, they kill one of these Shkotzim, and you don't need it, so it's called Mocha Shem Tzvichel Guf, you'll be put them in the Raisa. But Kol Ponim with the Rabbonim, it's also. And according to the views, it'll be also. So for the Gemara Maskev Lo Rabbi Yosef, Ad Ken Le Pligi Rabbonin Le Reb Lezer Ela Bikina. I'll tell you no. When the Rabbonin say if you kill a kina on Shabbos, you potter, it's only Daska Kina. Only if you kill lice on Shabbos are you potter. Why? It's a very short Gemara. Gemara says a Svara De'ena Porav Rova. Because lice do not multiply, don't have children. That's the Matthias of lice. Avoshar, Scotsman, Ramosham, Ashenkin, other type of insects. The Purim Varovin, the mice said they have kids, they lay eggs, and they have kids, then loy pligi. Then Rabbona won't dingzich. Then even Rabbona will maybe you kill them on Shabbos Yechayiv. What's the machlekes? So the machlekes only if you kill a kino, that the kino is not Purim Varovin. Now the Shaila is, the mice say yes, as man is there, we see that lice do have eggs and do have, are Purim Varovin. There's all a question how to answer the Gemara. Some want to say that the Pshat is Avada Chazal knew that they had eggs there and they had that they knew. But the Pshat is, since you can't see it, it's not nikur in the eye, so that's not, doesn't have a din Purim Varovin. Purim Varovin means, like Gemara, you have babies, you see the babies, you see the eggs, or you see pregnancy. But by there you don't see it, that doesn't have a din or Purim Varovin. Alright. I call upon. But the Gemara says that's the Machlokes Kinyan, what the Gemara calls it, and whatever the Gemara means, that's not Parver Oven, that's why Rabbi Lezer holds you Potter, and the Rabbanim say, that's why Rabbi Lezer holds you Chayiv, and the Rabbanim say Potter. Now what's this Machlokes? So the Gemara Shneim Lamdu Elam Me'elim. We're learning out from the Elim that what they killed in the Mishkan, the animal, the Elim. Rabbi Lezer Sovar Kalim. You learn out from the Elim. Ma elim sheish ben nefilas teshama. You killed an animal. Af kol sheish ben nefilas teshama. Any type of a living being that you kill, you chayiv on Shabbos. So you kill a lice. It's a living thing. You chayiv on Shabbos. Rabbon and tzavri no kelim. It has to be like the same animal, like the elim. Ma elim the porim rovin. They have children. The porim rovin is af kol the porim rova. Only type of insects that give off children. Them, if you kill, you chayiv on Shabbos. Mashenki and akina you potter. Omalay Abaye, affect Abaye, is that true? The kina in the power of Rov, is that true? The kina doesn't give off, doesn't have children. Vomamar, the posik says, Vidash na posik, Yoshev, Vidashin, Vomamar, Vomamar, Vodizora, Yoshev, Akorish Borchu, Vizan, Mikane, Raymim, Viad, Beitze Kinim. Akorish Borchu takes care of this whole world, he feeds Mikane, Raymim, with the horns of the big rain, the big antelopes, Ad Beitze Kinim, until the small egg of a kinim. So Chorus Mashmi Kingdom do have eggs. Now, even the eggs of lice, the eggs should take care of. So tomorrow, Minahu de Mikre Beitze Kingdom. It doesn't mean lice, the eggs of the lice. It just means this is a type of a lice that's called Beitze Kingdom. But not that they have eggs. For tomorrow, Batanya, Tfuye, who Beitze Kingdom, a type of an insect called Tfuye, and also Beitze Kingdom. The Chorus Mashmi means the eggs of the Kingdom. Mashmi, we know they do have children. And the Gemara Nachmol, Minhu de Mikre Beitekinim. It just means they have, that's called a type of lice that's called Beitekinim. But really, the Gemara Nemzon, they don't have the Madrega Parvaroven. Whatever they do, that's not called Parvaroven. So therefore, the Chum say, you potter, and you bless the whole Jichai. The lice to be passed in your potter on Shabbos. You kill it, you be potter. Kill a lice on Shabbos, you potter. For the Gemara Varei Parish, that's a fly, a flea. The Parvarova, they are Parvarova. The Tanya learned, Hatzad Paras for Shabbos. If you capture a flea on Shabbos, Reb Lezer Mechayiv, Reb Yeshua Poita. So Chura, still you see Reb Yeshua Chama Patering. Right? They hold a half a minute, since it's such a small insect, it's only a flea, you're Potter. So the Chura, who are then, if you kill it, you should also be Potter. So you see, not like you're saying, even insects that are Parvarova, do have children, still the Chama say you're Potter. Amar Rav Ashi, Tzeda, Hariga Karamis, what's his Tushtel? Hariga to Tzeda. Ad kam le polig Rav Lezer Yeshua el adama sabar dover shein ben mino nitzo et chayim. As Vilchot say this to Shaila, if you capture a flea, why did Rav Yeshua say you put there? El adama sabar dover shein ben mino nitzo et chayim. That why you chay if you capture a flea, even though it's not a min, it's not a derech to capture them, nobody uses them, still he holds you chay, you do the malacha, even though it's a malacha mishuna, nobody captures fleas, but you're going to capture and you'll be chayim. But Master of a Potter, one says, no, that's not called Maisa Tzeda. Tzeda are not for the Mishkan, you're only chayim for an animal that you could use. That's a min. People capture it, use it. Then you chayim. But a flea that nobody uses, you potter. I will in you nariga, mashenkin for killing it. I feel Rabbi Yeshua moida, said Abadi Yechayim and Shabbos. But a Maisa, you make it in the field of Shama. You're killing it. So then you type of killing, you chayim. It's only be a shayla that's called a mlocha shen through the goof or not. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yechayim if you kill any insect on Shabbos. only kinim are you potter. According to Reb Shim that holds a melacha shetzirich leguf be a potter, who are then for killing stam and insect you be potter, unless you have a reason to kill it that you want to use it. Ha'atzod l'tzor chayim. Our Mishnah says, if you capture one of the Shemoneh Shrotzin, so if you capture them, sorry, to use it, you chayiv. If you don't have a use for it, you potter. Man Tana, who's this Tana of the holds, has told me if it's useful or not, if you can use it or not. Om Rav Yudu, Om Rav, Rav Shimoni. Our Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon. To Yom Amlocha, Shem Tzvich Lekufa, potter alay. That's why you potter. Because according to Rav Yudu, what do I care if you're not going to use it, but the mice you're doing a mice tzedah. Since you are capturing right now, you chayiv. You're not going to use the melacha. That's called the melacha. Shrich lagufam. According to Rabbi Yudi Yechayit. Why is our Mishnah say it potter? Because our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shim. Ma'ika demasni lo aho. Some learn this machlekes that goes according to Rabbi Shim and on this din. It says a marfis musa b'shabis. Somebody breaks open a blister, a pimple on Shabbos. Im lasis lo pef yav kavona to make a nice opening there. It should look nice. The opening is chayit. Yechayit mishem binyu you had before. You're making a Pesach. In Leitzim and Alecha, the only reason you're busting open the pimple is just to get pus out, is potter. You potter in such a case. Is man Tana, who's the Tana Hosea, you potter? Om Rav Yudu, Om Rav, Rav Shimoni, it goes according to Rav Shimon. To Yom Amlocha, Shem Tzvich Lagufa, potter alay. Is Metzias, you're making a hole, so you're making a Pesach. So since you're not doing it for the purpose of using the hole, you're just doing it almanas to get the pus out. But you don't care, like Rashi before said, if the hole gets clogged up right away, it doesn't bother you. You're not, it's called Mlachas HaSvich HaGufa, you're potter. That's the time. But according to Abiyuda, and the time you'll be chayv according to Abiyuda.
What about a Pesach, just to go exit and not to enter?
That's a shayla, that's not called a Pesach. Here it's called to enter and go, here it's called doing both ways. You want the ear to go in, and you want the pus to go out. Here it's called a good Pesach. What's the melacha? You're making a Pesach. Like once the pus goes out, he doesn't want the Pesach to be there anymore. He's not interested in making the Pesach. That's called Ein Tzrich L'Gufa. So it's only according to Reb Shimon that you're potter. But according to Reb Yehuda, you're taka chayim. Because the mice, you made a good Pesach. It's called a Pesach for new air to come in and for the pus to go out. It's both ways. It's called a good Pesach. Weiter. Some learn this machlokes. Reb Shimon Yehuda another locha. We have before, so these all Reb Shimon's three. We have Shmuel said three times the potter. Hatzad lochus b'Shabbos. Somebody captures a snake on Shabbos. If misasik boys lo yeshchein a potter. If the gavona for capturing him is that he shouldn't bite you, it's potter. It's even mutter to do it on Shabbos. And refuah chayim. But if you're capturing him to use the snake, you want to use it for refuah, then it's chayim because it's doing a ma'aseh tzeder on Shabbos. Man Tana, who's this Tana that says you potter? Om Rav Yudu, Om Rav, Rabbi Shimoni. Goes according to Rav Shimon the Yomo. Melacha Shem Tzvich Lagufa potter alei. Because by you capturing the snake, regular tzeder means you're capturing an animal to eat the animal, to use the animal. That's called Tzarach Lagufa. Here you don't want to use the snake, you just don't want the snake to bite you. That's called the Melacha Shem Tzvich Lagufa. So according to Rav Shimon you potter alei. Om HaShmuel, HaShoy L'dag Min HaYam. Somebody takes a fish out of the water on Shabbos. Kivin Shiyovish Boy Kisela Chayim. What is it called in Issa of the Teal Sashama? Is we're not talking about the Issa Tzedin now. Either it was saw it already, we're talking about the Shalom the Issa of killing it, of the Teal Sashama. That once a size of a cell, a size like of a nickel, of the body dried up, then you chayim. Trashi Hashir Ladad. Shoyanitzidor Vyomid Mevoyoyim. It's talking about in a small pond that was captured before Shabbos. Now it's a shell and shall be taken out of the water, you're killing it. It's kesela kereicha sela. It's chayz rashi musum tils neshama. Tisu lechay. Once the fish dried up so much that a nickel, a sela, a portion of a sela of it dried up, it's zicha not going to live anymore, and even though it's not dead yet, that's called dead. You chayv right then on Shabbos, because it can't live anymore. Omer Rav Yosi Baravin, Ulbein Sanpiriv. It's talking about in between its fins. That's where this shear will kill it. It won't live anymore. Omer Rav Ashi, loitei meyavish mamish doesn't have to mean it's mamish dried up. Ela afilo di ovid riri, just a little dried up. It's Rashi shenoykin boy v'chot tarira ninshach menetzpa means like you touch it, it starts coming out. As then when it's very wet, it's water comes up. But gets a little bit dry already. It's like you stick it out. What it called rings come out, not rings. When you touch it, a little bit comes up with it. Like that's cooled already, dried up already. Like what? No, only one cell, only one small part of it got so dry. Right, so it can still move around yet. That has a din there though. The Ovid Riri means strings are coming out. When you touch it, like strings come up. That's the sim is drying up already. So that alone you chayiv. On Shabbos, you put your hand inside the stomach of an animal. Yeah. And it's a pregnant cow, and you move around the kid inside. You move around the kid inside. Like the kid is going to come out right now. You chayiv for this. My time up. On my Rava Barhamduri, Asavruli, Lava Omarav Sheshis. What, just like Sheshis said, Haiman the Tolish Keshusa, may his me the Higgy. You rip off some type of a growth that's growing on Higgy, his me on hedges, is Mechayiv Mishum Aikadov Migdulain, Yechayiv Mishum Aikadov Medulain, like some type of fungus. Some type of fungus is growing on top of his me the Higgy, a type of thorns. So on top of thorns, you have something growing. If you pull it off on Shabbos, yichayim mishum oikadov migdulei. And since this fungus, like, is growing on top of these thorns, that's his gedulei. By picking up the fungus, yichayim on Shabbos. It's hochinamim mechayim mishum oikadov migdulei. Since the baby in the mother's stomach is living, is being gidul, is growing there, by you moving it out of the mother's stomach, yichayim mishum oikadov migdulei. It's else like chiyuv misa. It's not called alive, really. It wouldn't be chayiv of that. But chayiv on new halacha, new malach of oikadov migdulei, like Akira. Shrashi mechayiv. V'yafal pi sheina mechubu lekaker. Here's the chiddush. Even though it's not attached to the ground, hirmina bialma miavir rabbi. Even though this kishusha is like growing from the ear, it's fungus that grows in the ear. But the mice, since it's growing on top of these thorns.